CJAM 99.1 FM, your only true sound alternative in Windsor, Detroit. CJAM broadcasts from the University of Windsor locally at 99.1 FM and to the world at www.cjam.ca.
It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD. And of course, it's Pledge Week here at CJAM, a couple days left. And I have somebody in the studio with me who does the morning show with me on Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And of course, it's Lippo. How's it going?
It's going great, Big JD. How's it going with
good.
You?
Going really, really good.
You know, it's amazing to watch someone like you, a recent graduate of Specs Howard Arts Broadcasting. You're just like a professional over there.
Oh, am I?
You got it all going. You got the whole thing cooking.
Oh, it's cooking. All right.
Every move is like syncopated, and it's just like bam, bam, bam. We're ready to go.
Bam, bam.
We're ready to raise some money for CJAM.
Yes, we are. And what do we got going on here? Well, let me tell you a little bit about CJAM Radio. A little bit of background. Governed by the Student Media University of Windsor Corporation. It was founded in 1977. Before that, it was CSRW, Canada Student Radio Windsor, a carrier current AM station. In November of 1983, CJAM became a low-power FM station located at 91.5 on the FM dial and 91.9 FM on Trillium Cable. And from 1983 through 1996, CJAM broadcast at 50 watts. CJAM could be heard west and downtown Windsor and Metro Detroit. Other parts of Windsor, LaSalle, Riverside, and Detroit suburbs were reached to varying degrees of clarity. In 1996, CJAM increased power to 500 watts, allowing us to be heard clearly in most sections of Windsor and surrounding areas. In March of 2009, the CRTC approved the application for CJAM to move to a new frequency, 99.1 FM, and granted us protected status at our new home.
We're here to stay.
That's right.
At 99.1.
We sure hope so. With people like our listeners donating and pledging. Especially during Pledge Week, and the incentives that we have this year are really cool. And I see some goodies over there. Where'd you find those?
The goodies came
somewhere?
To me.
Somebody
here.
Brought them in. Okay, it's got cupcakes and looks like a multicolored
Rice Krispie square.
Very nice. Yeah,
Rice Krispie squares.
What do we got? What's going on with the pledge situation here? And what do you got?
Well, we need people to call in and give us some pledges, or you can go to CJAM's website at cjam.ca and pledge there using your PayPal account if you got one. But if you want to call in, the number is 519-971-3630. Or if you're in the States, you can call toll free at 313-963-6112, and that's extension 3630.
Very nice. And let's see, I'm kind of hoping this and these little icons here, I have some clips from interviews that I don't think I've had actually here at the station. They were on my show when it was podcasted, and You Talking to Me was an internet show at one time as well. Mm-hmm. Internet radio, and of course you and I worked together for a long time doing internet radio and podcasting and things like that. So I don't know if I can actually double click on one of these. So what I'm going to have to do is I want to play this one interview now really quickly with Deborah Chenault Green, and she's a local Detroit author and film talent. And I interviewed her while the incentive was like still in full swing. And I guess there's some good new things going on again now with the film incentive and so forth over there. So I'm going to drag this into iTunes, where I hope I'm going to be able to play it, and we're going to see what happens here with this short little interview, just a couple minutes here with Deborah Chenault Green.
My guest, Deborah Chenault Green, has been involved in Michigan film, theater, and television for a while now. She's involved in many aspects of this great industry that's really booming in Michigan, especially due to the recent tax incentives being offered. It's allowed her to meet and work with names like Drew Barrymore, Wesley Snipes, Robin Givens, and she not only writes, acts, and directs, but she helps newcomers to the industry as well. All right, welcome to the show, Deborah. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Maybe we can start a little bit with some of the things that you've done in local film. And I know you're involved in theater as well and writing. And you've been in some films that were recently, or parts of them were shot in Michigan. I know you were extra on some films. You worked with Drew Barrymore, a film with Wesley Snipes. Can you tell us about some of these?
Yeah, it's been really great since the incentives and the films are coming here now. We've had the opportunity to get some of our actors to working. I had the opportunity to work in Drew Barrymore's Whippet, which was a blast. I also worked in a series called Hung, which was done for HBO.
Mm-hmm.
I did also America, the Rosie O'Donnell movie. That was a great film. Also, Vanishing on 7th Street, which has not been released yet. I met Wesley Snipes on Game of Death. And I also did You Don't Know Jack, about Jack Kevorkian. Those two haven't been released yet. But those are some of the movies that have come here and are coming here and giving opportunity to actors here in the city.
Yeah,
that we didn't have before, which is awesome.
We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the Jabbercast and share all the wonderful things that you're doing and your involvement in Michigan's theater, film, and television industry.
I appreciate you having me, JD. You have a great day.
Take care, Deborah. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, that was Deborah Chenault Green.
Very interesting lady.
Detroiter, yes. Very interesting. And it was a great interview. And I think that's at the You Talking To Me feed on the youtalkingtome.ca website. Let's talk a little bit about the incentives. We didn't mention those when we first came in there. And what's up there?
For $50.
Ooh, yes. What do you get for $50?
You get a CJAM brand new redesigned t-shirt. It looks awesome. And for $40, you get the...
But I want to say something about the shirt because...
What do you want to say about it?
What I like, I really like the new design, the new logo thing, and I don't know if that's going to be used for some other things here at CGM or what, but or this is only for the pledge drive, but it's really cool. And the shirt is like an army khaki type green or whatever. Really cool looking.
Very cool looking, absolutely. The same logo is on the beer stein, which you can get for $40. If you pledge $40 to CGM, you get a beautiful glass beer stein. But you can put anything you want. It doesn't have to be beer.
Can you put tea in there?
You can put tea in there.
Is it going to be heat tempered enough for tea? Or would, I think you might want to put a steel spoon in there while you pour your hot water. But at least that's what I'd do.
Big JD is a big tea fan.
Oh, I am.
And if you give $30, just $30, you get a CJAM tote. So you can bring that to the grocery store or to the liquor store and put all your goodies in there. And for $20, you can get a CD of mixed tunes from various CJAM programs.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. But I want to mention the fact that Big JD is an award-winning DJ here at CJAM. He won the, 2010 or 2011?
2011 CJAM Jammy Award for Best Spoken Word Program. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so it's this type of programming with interviews like the one you heard here. It's this kind of program that you can't really get anywhere else. Commercial-free, supported by the students here and by your pledges. You can get quality program that you can't find anywhere else. And Big JD, of course, is a winner of the CJAM spoken word. What was it? Jammies? Is that what they call them?
The Jammies, yep. CJAM Jammy Awards. And that happened actually April 1st.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So it wasn't for real.
I'm not kidding.
It was just a joke.
same day as my school graduation, was it? We got Lana in the studio here. Lana from the Jeff and Lana Show. You want to say hello, Lana? Okay, I don't know if that picked up. She's a little ways away from the mic, but we turned it on anyhow. And let me tell you a little bit about the general mandate here at CGM, a nonprofit campus-based community radio station. We provide music and information programming not offered by mainstream commercial media in the Windsor-Detroit area. And we serve people and groups within the community who are underrepresented or maligned by mainstream media by allowing a forum to express their views.
That is a mandate.
It's a mandate.
So they have to...
Something that, you know, we've been on many occasion.
A mandate. Yes, we have. Yeah. It's a regular bromance. Me and Big JD are...
Bromance. I love that. I really love that. Okay.
I took it from a movie. I have no idea what that was from.
Let's give out the numbers again for pledging.
The numbers, if you're in Windsor, 519-971-3630. And you can call toll-free in Detroit, Michigan, 313-963-6112. And that's extension 3630. Or you can just go to cjam.ca, fire up your PayPal account, and get yourself a T-shirt. Pledge $50 and get a beautiful CJM T-shirt.
It's sweet. And you know, some people may say, well, $50 for a T-shirt. Well, it doesn't have as much to do with the T-shirt as it does everything else about supporting community and alternative radio here at CJM. And it's a bonus getting the shirt. You know what I mean? You get another year's worth of excellent programming. And what I'm going to do now is play another little snippet for you here, just a couple minutes, with Reno Perlin. Reno Perlin is a certified personal fitness trainer here in the city. And I've had the opportunity to not only train with Reno, but interview Reno on a number of occasions for a number of different things and shows. And this is Reno here talking about, with me, talking about bracing. So he's among other things, a certified trainer, nutrition specialist, and a certified bracist. Not for your teeth. He's not a dentist, but, you know, when you need your leg braced or your arm or things like that. So sure. Here's a little clip with me interviewing Reno Perlin.
All right. It gives me great pleasure to reintroduce someone involved in the sports nutrition health field who has an incredible list of credentials. It's Reno Perlin, certified fitness trainer, nutritionist, brace specialist, and soon-to-be RN. Reno, welcome to the Jabbercast.
Hi, Big JD. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Reno's going to talk to us today about bracing. What exactly is bracing?
Basically, bracing is a brace that can be made of different materials, such as plastic or a neoprene, and that can slide or attach onto a joint. What that basically does is meant to alleviate the patient's pain and increase comfort.
Okay, they're sometimes used as well as a splint type of thing?
Well, yeah, it all depends on the type of bracing that we're talking about here at Big JD, because some braces are meant to be like a splint. So for example, if I broke my finger and I were to attach a steel splint onto my finger, the purpose of that splint would be to
stop the joint from moving at all.
Well, yeah, you want to immobilize it, and the purpose of that is so that the bones heal in a straight fashion.
Okay.
But there are other braces, for example, like the most common brace you probably heard is the sling. It's the most common type of brace that everyone knows, and it's once again it's meant to immobilize the arm, but yet you still get some range of motion. And then there are some braces, for example, that just slide onto the knee that still allow full range of motion, but just alleviate any discomfort.
Now, as far as sports might be related, if someone was to wear a brace that played a particular sport, would they still be able to partake in that sport? Or should you, if you're braced or you need to wear a brace, would you have to take time off, or are there certain circumstances where you should take the time away and wear the brace?
Mm-hmm. Well, the best example of that I can think of would be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Are you familiar with him?
Sure.
Yeah.
Golfer. No, the wrestler. Yeah, go on.
The wrestler. Well, he actually kind of glamorized the knee brace. He wears specifically, it's a custom-made knee brace, and it attaches above 6 inches above his thigh and 6 inches below his knee. They're specifically made by Don Joy Knee Bracing Company.
Okay.
His brace in particular allows him to be able to be competitive at wrestling and still be involved with sports. And I think that's the aim of bracing, is that it still allows the person to be able to play sports and wear a brace at the same time.
Once again, I appreciate you being on the Jabbercast. Reno
Very
Perlin,
welcome. Very welcome.
Brace specialist, certified fitness trainer and nutritionist, and soon-to-be RN. Thanks, Reno.
Okay, Big JD, and I'll speak to you soon.
All right, there you have a little interview with Reno Perlin on whatever that was on. You talking to me, probably on the podcast or something. Yeah. Let's see what else we got going on here. Let's talk a little bit about the pledge drive happening November 4th to the 11th, to Friday at noon. Each year, CGM turns to our community of listeners for a pledge of support. And as a nonprofit community radio station, CGM relies on listener donations to sustain operations and continue to provide the Windsor-Detroit area with quality alternative programming, programming produced by the community for the community. And this year's we've called the pledge week staying alive, and CGM needs listener support to help cover the basic day-to-day costs of radio. Pledge donations represent roughly 20% of CGM's annual operating revenues and help pay for broadcast equipment, staffing, insurance, tariffs, office supplies and all the necessary expenses that ensure we can keep the lights on and the programming on the air.
That's right. And that annual operating revenue is about $170,000, which is, well, that doesn't seem like a lot of money compared to the operating expenses of, let's say, a commercial radio station, like, you know, CKLWs or the, what's the alternative radio station here in Windsor?
CJM.
That's right. Redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
That's right.
Advertising counts for a very small fraction of the budget here each year. It's about $6,000 to $10,000, which allows us to remain free from constraints and offer programming with a critical view. We don't have to worry about bad-mouthing certain people. You know, you can't slander anybody, but you hear a lot of the truth here, and a lot of the opinions that are voiced here on the radio station aren't dictated by advertisers or any other pressures from, you know, commercial interests that within the station.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you get a lot of different type of programming here that you can never get anywhere else. There's like programming about Windsor musicians or different cultures, different ethnic groups. People
all kinds of different genres of music. Oh, things that you're not going to hear on mainstream radio.
It's crazy as far as the genres of music that you can listen to here. You know, Spanish and Latino music and alternative and everything.
And the numbers again to pledge right now, 519-971-3630 in Windsor, and in Detroit, 313-963-6112, extension 3630. Or you can pledge online, of course, as Lippo's mentioned, at cjam.ca. And now I'm going to go to a little interview that I did with a local guy, Jeff from Just Jeff's. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a little place on out on Howard Avenue in a plaza there where they have pre-cooked, ready food. Like, it's not freeze-dried, but food in bags so that it takes you no time to prepare.
Just Jeff's?
Just Jeff's, yeah. It's pretty cool. And I'm not sure in this clip here for a couple minutes what we're actually talking about at that time, but it's a pretty unique idea, Just Jeff's, yeah. And a local guy here, and this is that.
Just Jeff's Gourmet Express is a truly innovative meal concept designed to put time back into people's lives by offering fresh, well-balanced meals on your dinner table in only 8 minutes. As Ontario's fastest and freshest food, Just Jeff's caters to families and individuals who don't always have the time to create fresh, well-balanced meals for their household and are tired of the current fast food choices available. Joining me today, Jeff from Just Jeff's Gourmet Express.
How you doing?
Let's start out by getting some of your background with regards to food or food preparation.
Well, I really loved cooking when I coincidentally started cooking at Harvey's when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Teenager, and I just really enjoyed being in the back cooking, so I took a job working for a guy at Devonshire Motel.
Oh, okay.
And I worked there, and it was a really good job. He was really good. I had no experience whatsoever, but I wanted to learn a little bit about cooking.
And then when did you start Just Jeff's?
When I was the executive chef at Point West Golf Club, I decided that there was a need or a niche for the Just Jeff's, the type of thing that I'm doing here. With respect to packaged meals to go, and opened it up 7 years ago now, 2002, the end of 2002, beginning of 2003.
Called Just Jeff's Express Gourmet. Explain how it works.
Well, simply, it's kind of set up visually, if you will. If you walked up to a deli counter and ordered sliced luncheon meats, but instead of doing that, what you're picking out of the deli cooler is prepared meals that we make fresh here on site. And what you do as the consumer, they're all individual portions, and you as the consumer, you come in and you pick out your, say, chicken jambalaya and beef tip stroganoff, and maybe you want to get a pasta with meatballs for the kids. You pick those out. You're in and out in 5 minutes. You take them, you bring a pot of water to a boil. As soon as the water's boiling, you drop the bags in and set a timer for 8 minutes. Now, it doesn't really matter what you mix and match. It's one pot of water. Your cleanup is virtually next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that way there, you can have ribs, mom can have salmon, and the kids can have pasta with meatballs. So everybody gets what they want. And it's really, you know, it's a nice fast food alternative.
We really appreciate you taking the time to be on the Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner show. We really wish you continued success in your business.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
All right.
The most important incentive for your pledge drive dollars is quality community radio in Windsor and Detroit. But we know you want the swag. We know. And this year, we've got a great new crop of delicious CJAM gifts designed to express our appreciation for your support. One-of-a-kind tees, beer steins, totes, and tailor-made CD packs from CJAM's music department will help express our gratitude. Check out all the swag online at cjam.ca, and why not make a secure donation online while you're at it, using PayPal. I'm Adam Fox, station manager for CJAM 99.1 FM. Every fall, we turn to you, CJAM's community of listeners, to help us maintain our operations with a pledge of support. Last year, we asked you to help us with generating money for a power increase. We exceeded expectations thanks to your help and raised just under $30,000, a third of which will assist us in the expense of pursuing a power increase. I'm excited to report a great deal of progress in the pursuit of this goal, and we're currently assessing a variety of options that are available to the station. All options are expensive and will likely cost anywhere between $30,000 and $50,000 to implement. The reality is that CJAM requires at least $26,000 in donations to cover our operating costs. Any monies we can raise over and above that can be earmarked for long-term projects, and that's why we've set our goal this year at $30,000. A pledge of support for CJAM helps keep us on the air another year while ensuring our growth in the years to come. Please go to cjam.ca and pledge your support today.
CJAM's annual pledge drive is upon us. Join us as we celebrate music that redefines radio in Windsor and Detroit. On Thursday, November 10th, see Destructo and CJAM's own Martin Deck of Wake the Town drop some fat beats at our dubstep dance party happening at the Room Nightclub, 255 Willette Avenue in Windsor. There's a $5 minimum donation at the doors, which open at 10 p.m.
Okay, we're back. This is CJAM Radio, and this is Pledge Week. And if you've been listening to us, we've been telling you about the incentives here for gifts of $20, $30, $40 and $50, but that do not let that discourage you from donating. If you can only afford $5, $10, that'd be great as well, because every penny counts. But if you do give $20, you'll get a program guide, a magnet, sticker, and or a hand-picked gift from CJAM's music department. For $30, you get the beautiful tote bag with the new CJAM logo on it, made from 100% recycled cotton. For $40, you get the beautiful CJAM beer stein. Heavy-duty glass will hold even coins if you want to put them in there for your collection. And for $50, you get the official 2011 Pledge Drive American Apparel tee, and we have those in sizes from extra small to triple XL. But if you give $100, you get all those incentives, and that is the tote, the stein, and the tee. But if you can't afford a gift that will qualify for an incentive, like I said, don't be afraid to donate $5, $10 if you possibly can. And to do so, you can give us a call at 519-971-3630, or you can call toll-free in Detroit, 313-963-6112, and that's extension 3630. Or you can go to cjam.ca and fire up your PayPal account and donate there.
Thank you for that awesome information, Lippo. It's great stuff. And don't forget to check out Big Chitty and Lippo in the morning. And unfortunately, you won't be able to be here live on that show tomorrow morning. So he was kind enough to come in on the You Talking to Me show. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Helping support CJAM and our Pledge Week, Staying Alive.
Do you know
I'd really love to play Staying Alive. But yeah, it's I don't recall his name. He's from a show that comes on after us, and we pre-tape our show, so I've never seen who this is or anything, and I just had sent an email out for him to come in, but I'll definitely be hanging with him tomorrow. And I want to get in one more quick interview, and this is with something I did and actually rebroadcast here on CJAM at one time, was Paul Howard, son of Mo Howard from the Three Stooges. I'm quiet, and I'm calling broadcasting. So he's a caricature artist in New York City, and had the opportunity to talk to him about all things Stooges and his dad and so forth. And this is my interview here, or at least a snippet of it, with Paul Howard, son of Mo Howard from the Three Stooges.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, Big JD. I'm looking forward to this interview, and, you know, I have... a lot of wonder and respect for my father and my uncles and Larry, who, of course, was not related.
Speaking of your father, you know, everybody called him Mo. His real name was Moses, was it not?
That's correct. Yeah. His name was Moses Harry Horwitz. Shemp is interesting because, you know, his real name was Samuel, which I never heard anybody address him that way. The way he got the name Shemp was when they were little kids playing in the streets, their mother, who, you know, came from northern Europe, mm-hmm. had a heavy accent. And when it was time for dinner, she would open the window and yell when the kids were playing. She would say, Shemp, Shemp, saying Sam, but it was coming out Shemp.
Right.
Shemp, come for dinner.
Were you calling him Uncle Shemp, Uncle Curly? They weren't actually by their real names then.
And it was Uncle Shemp, Uncle mm-hmm. Curly.
Did your dad like watching The Stooges? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have this memory of we had a routine. Every birthday, I would have a wonderful little party in my backyard, bring my friends over. Then afterwards, we would watch some family films and watch one or two Stooges films. And then we'd go off and do other. We'd go to the amusement park and go out to dinner. It was just a wonderful day that I look forward to. But when we were watching the Stooges films, it was amazing because my father would be sitting behind me and I'm watching him on the screen.
Right.
And then just before he delivers a line on the screen, he would deliver that line just sitting there, even though that film might have been shot 8 years before.
Yeah.
It was like the sound was off sync. You know, you'll hear on the stage, "Wow, I'll give you such a smack." And then a second later, you'd hear on the screen. He would say it, then you'd hear it on the screen. He never forgot his lines.
Thanks again, Paul. I really appreciate your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Well, Big JD, it's my pleasure, too. And, you know, I'm thrilled to be able to share fans in your listening audience.
All right, we're back. We're pretty much out of time here on You Talking to Me.